You know what you tuned in for? You know what you tuned in to? The most blessed, most honest, most vulnerable podcast. Yeah, it's Justin Bless, man. I'm back on the one. That's that one mic. You feel me? On these one mic. Hey, shouts to Nas. Man, feeling good, looking good, smelling good. Man, we try to be the best good person that we could possibly be. You feel me? Yeah, man. Giving that energy to y'all. And y'all please accept it and return it as well back to your boy. Positive energy, good energy. That honesty, you feel me? Man, life is good, life's great, life's beautiful. God is good, God's great, God is beautiful. Man, we here. We live. We alive. And that means one thing and one thing only. What that mean? That mean we winning. Because we get to experience another day. Get to experience the feeling of everything and everybody that's around you. It's energy, man. Experience it. Accept it. The good ones and block out the other ones. Hit them hoes with the Heisman. Ah! But you already know what it is. You already know what you tune into, man. The Justin Bless Podcast. Yes, sir, man. And we here. And we live. Bruh, your boy feeling good. Your boy's on the clock for work. Man, my apologies about the podcast not dropping at 8 a.m. Man, I'm recording this whole right now. I'm about to dish it out right now when I'm done and put it live on Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Amazon Podcasts, and all those platforms, bro. Right when I'm done with this, I had a little bit of an emergency. I wasn't able to record the podcast. Actually, my girl was going through a certain situation and I had to be there for her and stuff. And then, like, I had to work the next day. It was just, like, a lot. You know what I mean? So I was like, yo, right when I get done with work, I'm going to record as soon as possible. Make sure I can give this content to y'all because I know you guys need it. I know you guys want it. And if I don't deliver it, you guys will go get it from someone else. And nah, we don't want that. We'll continue to grow the support, grow the platform for the Justin Bless Podcast and go and grow like a beautiful tree. We beating the odds. We constantly grow into different cities, different states, different continents, different province and all that. You feel me? It's a blessing. It's a beautiful thing. But yo, that's that, man. That's that, bro. We got a full packed out podcast for y'all today. And your boy ain't sick or nothing like that. Your boy back at 100%. And your boy finally went back to the gym, bro, after the whole Ramadan fasting and experience. Your boy finally back in the gym. A little sore right now. After the podcast, your boys go ahead to the gym. But I had to deliver y'all first because you guys are very important. And I missed my 8 a.m. drop. So, yo, we here. We live. And I appreciate y'all for tuning in, man. Whew. I had a busy weekend, but let's get into the news report. Bop, 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 bop. News. Woo, 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 woo. Report. Yo, this is funny right here. But yo, some workers found 500 kilos of that cocaine in a coffee bags in Nespresso factory. Damn, bro. You know what I mean? Like, that's wild, bro. That's wild. In Swiss town. I don't know where that's at. I was about to say Switzerland, but I guess it's not that. Don't know, but they found more than 500 keys. Push it to the limit of cocaine bags, man, and coffee beans from Brazil. Man, that's wild, man. Officials say the cocaine is more than 80% pure, and its market value is estimated to be to be at more. Wait, hold on a second. Damn, read it too fast. My bad. And its market value is estimated at more than 50 million francs, which is equivalent to $50.6 million, bruh. Ooh, bruh. That's some heavy bread right there. That's some heavy bread. Damn, bruh. And Pablo Escobar and like all them other people be doing it, doing this as well. They'll send like, what would you call those? Like, not doobies. They'll send like stuff that are meant to get caught, right? Like, they're meant for the officials to catch this stuff and catch the people, and the people go sit down in prison or whatever for how many years it might be, but their whole family straight. They always get the kamikaze people, you feel what I mean? Like self-destruct type of, in a way, put down 10 years or whatever, but their whole family straight though off of that. So shoot, this might be the move too. And then they catch that, they put on the news, all the report people go there, the cops go there and all that. But in the back end, they're sending off way more bread, probably like $150 million worth of merchandise, right? Because they're so busy with what they just caught. They're like, damn, this is a lot. Let's call the news and all that. But in the back end, shoot, 250 kilos of cocaine is passing through their borders. You just be like that because they're so occupied, but it be like that. Ah, that's wild, though. That's some wild stuff. Another thing, bro, there's another, you know how I did the whole Tinder thing, right? And I did a Tinder swindler whole episode. So, bro, Texas, a Texas tale of Tinder, million stolen in crypto and murder. I guess Texas, the big old thing, bro, is getting wild. Y'all know the story, bro. Girl meets boy, boy convinced girl to hand her over some heavy bread. And you feel me? The boy ghosts. Whew. Like Danny Phantom. Out that hoe. And that girl don't know what to do. So it said that a 25-year-old nigga, bruh. Whew. Okay, this 25-year-old girl. Divia? Man, I don't know this girl's name, man. It is what it is, though. Says she never actually met the boy in question. At least not in person. So I'm guessing she was FaceTiming the nigga. But a matter of months, the nigga that she knew online as Jerry Balaza finessed her out of a whopping, it's funny when white people write that shit, a whopping $8 million, bruh, that her father left for her after he was murdered in 2015, bruh. It's kind of sad, but it's like I said before, how the hell a nigga go finesse you over the, like, bruh. No, I mean, like, bro, she had to be like a fugly looking girl, bro. And like this dude maybe was an attractive guy. You know what I mean? Like he pulled bitches. You feel me? And she probably never had nothing like that. And this nigga was just probably sending her flowers and, you know what I mean, doing that little shit. You know what I mean? Nigga had to do some type of moves. Ain't no way that nigga mouthpiece was just like straight fire like that. You know what I mean? Like got her panties wet and took $8 million. Hey, but these girls be getting finesse, bruh. And this nigga did it big. This nigga took $8 million from one girl. Like, what? He probably had like a business plan or something. They don't say, but that's wild. Yep, it be like that, though. What can I say? I can't say a damn thing, bruh, because you getting finesse, that's your own damn fault. We ain't rocking like that. And we ain't doing that because that should never happen to your boy. or my sisters or any of that. Like, man, I'm gonna talk to them and let them know what it is. Bro, y'all know that whole abortion stuff is going on, right? And this is the effed up part, bro. This is like the side effect part that people don't even see or realize or don't know. This decision can F up a lot of things, bro. 26 states are now struggling with baby formula supply because of that shit, bro. It's deeper than that, bro. Man, bro. For months, stores nationwide have been struggling to stock enough baby formula. Manufacturers say that they're producing at full capacity and making as much formula as they can, but it is still not enough to meet current demands. Bruh, the out-of-stock rate across the country now stands at 40%, the statistics shows. Bruh. Whoo, man. It be like that, bruh, be like that. But, hey, don't try to take too much because baby stuff expire. So don't be out there being greedy and all that other stuff. You feel me? I know babies eat a lot, poop a lot, but don't be being too greedy, man. You got to think of the next person. So we can push the culture forward, push the world forward, and push God's plan forward. You feel? Yo, this girl right here, she bought a $34 statue, right? Like a head sculpture statue from Goodwill. It turned out to be an ancient Rome around 2,000 years ago. Bruh, that is wild. She can sell that for hella bread, bruh. But it's saying that it will most likely end up in a San Antonio Museum of Art. Man, I would sell that, bro. Auction that mug. Put some marketing into it, right? Like, I go to one of them auction things, like them big people that, like, big millionaires be going to and whatnot. Advertise it just a little bit, you feel me? Probably spend, like, $2,000 on little advertisement stuff here. Just let niggas know this stuff's about to go on auction. And then go to one of the big joints and sell it. Like, bro, you own it. You got the receipt. Like, it's on you. Be like that. Hey, bro, the month of May is National Strawberry Month. So, hey, bro, go eat your strawberries, bro. Those joints, they fight off cancer. And berries is just packed with a whole bunch of great stuff for you, bro. Make sure y'all go eat some strawberries for the month. I gotta make sure I eat some strawberries for the month of May, cause I ain't know that National Strawberry Month Day. You know what I mean? Shouts to them one time. Shouts to them. Yo, the last thing we gonna speak about in this news stuff, right, bro? This story is so funny, bro. So, nigga, there is this girl. Her name is Vicky White. And yes, she is white, of course. Bruh, she helped an inmate escape from prison, bruh. That's wild, yo. It's like from Alabama. Like, I couldn't understand. Like, bro, this nigga had to have a mouthpiece so cold, nigga, to get a correction officer, not just only to give this nigga some extra chips or something like that, or some burgers from McDonald's or something like that. Like, yo, really? To be like, yo, help me escape. And she did that. Like, bro, life on the line. Freedom on the line, all that stuff. And he convinced her to do that. She did that. Wild, bruh. But yeah, so these two niggas was on the road. I mean, on the run. And Casey's the dude's name, right? Them two was on the road, on the run, doing the run, you feel me? Like TK, you feel me? These niggas ended up in Florida to a whole bunch of other places. But for 10 days, they finally got caught up, and they got caught up in Indiana because, you know, the marshals, the FBI, them niggas was going crazy for them. So it's like, bro, you had to leave the state. So if you was in Alabama, like, why didn't you go to Mexico? Do you feel what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Like, that kind of blows my mind, nigga. And to me, I want to know how they even do that. Like, how? There's cameras everywhere. Like, and not just cameras, right? Because they can just look at the cameras later on and be like, oh, that's what happened. But how did he even get it? Like, how did he leave? You feel what I'm saying? Like, how did he even leave? Because there's hella checkpoints before you even get out the prison, like, fences, nigga. And you're taking out a person. Then, bruh, and that's, to me, is extremely wild. But the girl ended up shooting herself because she ain't want to do the time for the crime. And she ended up passing, man. Sad ending. Then the nigga went back to prison. And not just for that, this nigga could go for extra years. So it's like that little 10-day break, nigga, you better have smashed her like 10 times a day. You feel me? Get out, get like 50 of them hoes out for 10 days, 100 times. You feel me? Like, bruh, because now you about to be in there like serving life damn near. Crazy, bruh. It be like that. I'm surprised too, because like they were in Indiana. In Indiana, bro, certain cities, man, racist as hell, man. That's where the KKK was created. If y'all ain't know, now y'all know. But woo, that's the news report, man. That's enough of that. Enough of the news. I gave y'all enough of the news, bro. But man, let me tell y'all what's been going on with your boy, bro. This past weekend was a packed out, full out weekend, bro. But let's get into something a little bit I want to touch on, yo. So Kevin Samuels, man, he recently passed away, bro. And I'm pretty sure y'all have heard, y'all have seen the news and everything like that, but he passed away on when was it? Like, I believe it was like a Monday, right? No, not Monday. I think it was a Thursday, but niggas didn't get the news until Friday, I think. Yeah, that's when I got the news, like on Friday or something like that. And it's wild, bruh, because niggas really, to me personally, bruh, my personal opinion, I think he was doing some good work. And it's not that he was saying everything correctly, bruh. Like, he's not saying the nicest things in the right ways. Like, he's not a president. Like, this shit's already typed up and like all that extra stuff. You know what I mean? Like, it was nothing like that, bro. The thing is, he was just speaking with passion and from the heart. And bro, like, I'm the same way. I don't say everything right. Everything I'm trying to say, it's stated right and it impacts everybody in the right way or something like that. Like, bruh. No, bro. Like, it's not. It's not like that, bruh. And it shouldn't be for anybody. Because I don't believe anybody can say the right thing every single damn time. But you got to take his intentions. Like, what was his intentions? Like, what was he trying to do? Honestly, yo, he was trying to help the black community the way that he sees fit, that he can personally help. And it's not like he's just see fit. Like, how would you fix the world? It's not that, bruh. Like, I don't know, like, this generation is so damn sensitive, appeal so damn sensitive, saying this, saying that. Like, bro, when you look at someone that's speaking, bro, and, like, it might not be for you, right? And just let it be that. Like, yo, nah, that's not for me. I'm going to go over here. But niggas trying to make it a bigger deal. And then like all these like people are laughing at this nigga death and all that. I'm like, bro, that's so effed up, bro. But God gonna deal with you. You feel me? Like, bro, like dude had chest pains and stuff like that. Me personally, I think it came from he drank hella Red Bulls. Like whenever you would watch him, he will always be chugging Red Bulls, bro. And I'd be like, bro, that's not good. Just look at the ingredients in those things. Man, I'll be downing them hoes. I'd be like, damn, bro. But I don't know what was going on with his life. You feel me? Like having chest pains and stuff. Maybe he's at the gym. Maybe he wasn't. I don't know. But I'm just saying, bro, like for me personally, bro, like I like his teachings, bro. That take every single thing that he said to heart and was like, oh, that's exactly how I'm going to live. Whoop-de-woo, blah, blah, blah. Like, nah, hell nah. But he has some really great valid points, especially for men, bro. Like how, what men were looking for, especially niggas that were trying to go getters, man. That was a go getter, nigga. That was a hustler. That's ambitious. That's dedicated. That's really trying to push it, bro. We don't want certain women and marry certain women, bro. Like we'll have fun with certain women, hell yeah, but we ain't marrying them and certain women that we looking to marry, bro. Like there's a certain thing that come with the criteria, bro. Like, bro, I ain't settling for no average looking girl, bro. Like, I just know my worth. I just know who I am, bro. Like, bro, like she has to look good, bro. Have to, right? Have to look good, definitely. And then have to be in shape. Like, not like shape like me, you know what I mean? Like super crazy abs and go to gym like crazy like I do. Nah, but take care of yourself, bro. You let yourself go, bro. That's basically letting me go and go look at other women. You know what I mean? It's kind of stuff like that. And I don't know, like women will take that shit so literal and so serious and not like to better themselves. They'll take it like, oh, he just hating and he mad and just saying all this dumb stuff, bro. I'm just like, bro. And that stuff be annoying to me. I'm just like, even, but then again, a lot of women will agree with him as well. And I was saying, I'm like, bro, listen, bro, stop listening to respond. Fuck all that shit. Listen to understand. It might not be for you. All right, kick it, push it. You don't have to listen to it, bro. You don't have to tune into it and do all that extra stuff. Give it your attention and none of that, bro. If it's really that whack, and you really don't agree with it, go do something else. That's why there's so many different people talking about the same thing, but differently. Because they use different words, different content, different tones to relay the message. And if you rock with Dr. Phil with more of the relationship shit, then go that way. If you rock with Kevin Samuels, whatever, then go that way. Like, there's multiple people. So when people was just coming off of like hate, I'm like, nigga. Like, I don't know. That shit just rubbed me the wrong way. I'm just like, bruh. You need to focus on yourself, bruh. Get your life together and whatnot. Cause that shit's goofy. Like me and bruh, I'm at the point like, bro, if it don't got nothing to do with me and I'll rock with it, nigga, I don't entertain it. I don't vibe with it. I don't do nothing like that. I don't follow it on Instagram just to follow it and be mad and have that shit rub you a certain way or just be nosy. Like, I don't know. But me being me and the type of nigga that I am, I could really see, bro, he was genuinely trying to help, bro. He might not say it the way that women, some women, I'm not going to say all, some women would like him to say it. But at the end of the day, he was trying to get our numbers up as a black community with marriage and having successful relationships that grow into marriage. Not us idolizing baby daddies and baby mamas and stuff like that, because that's kind of like the culture is, right? When people be like, my BM, my baby mama, who do you think of? Like, background rise, like, who do you think of? Exactly. You think about the black community. He was trying to change that narrative, right? And help in a way to change that and be able to build us together, because we better together than divided, nigga. United we stand, divided we fall, bruh. And that's exactly how we always going to fall and continue to fall if we don't collectively as a unit move forward, instead of trying to have demises towards people and try to break other black people down. And you know what I mean? Stuff like that, bro. It can be men, women, like women to women, men to men. You know what I mean? It's just like, this shit just, we just divided. And he was trying to like unite at the end of the day and help out the best way that he has his knowledge to. Other people feel it can go a different way. That's cool. But for people to be so damn emotional about it and like disrespecting, it's just like, bro, you doing too much. Yeah, and I ain't like that, bro. I just think it was just like, ah. Even people like I don't rock with pass away, nigga, I don't spend energy on that. Like, I could be out here tweeting and posting, and it's just goofy, right? But I just want to play this one little clip that he had, and to me it's like his best thing that he has ever said. And this is towards men. I know a lot of men rocking with me on this pod, so women too, this shit can help you as well, but this for the men right here. So we gonna get to it. Hold up, here you go, right here.
If you're in 60 hours,
here you go.
If you're not working in 60 hours minimum a week that you're getting paid for, turn off YouTube, Instagram, whatever, and get your ass out there. Go down there and work at McDonald's, Circle K, get you a job. I don't care about your pride. You can't be proud and broke at the same time.
Facts.
Go work, work and work and work. And then you take that money you make from your part-time job, invest some of it, invest most, take half of it, invest it to your future. The other 50%, the other percentage, take some, have some fun, go buy your belt, then invest it in self-improvement. Get you a high income skill, get you something that's going to give you high value skills that you can market on, that you can leverage on the marketplace. Whether you're working in corporate America or whether you're going to be doing your own entrepreneurial thing in the future. But men, if you're working, the harder you work, the luckier you get, the more exposure you get. If you're not working in 60 hours minimum a week that you're getting paid.
Do you feel me, bruh? That's what I'm saying. Like, people was hating on this nigga. Like, getting super hate. It's just like, bruh, what? Let's run that again, bruh. Listen to what this nigga say. He might not say the words of the shit that you want. Oh, he says Circle K. I'm not going to do that. Ho, take that and say some other shit like Walmart. Like, just switch the word up. At the end of the day, bro, it's what the message, bro. What is he trying to relate? What is he trying to say? What is his intentions, bro? His intentions, bro. You cannot be complaining and none of that bullshit that a lot of people be doing. Just complaining, complaining, complaining. Nigga, shut the fuck up. Get your ass to work, nigga. Grind, go hard. And at the end of the day, nigga, you'll be more luckier, quote unquote. For me, I believe, nigga, you'll be more blessed. You feel me? But a lot of people are, oh, he's lucky. Oh, that must be nice. And all that hate and shit, right? But nigga, that's because that nigga worked and grinded and worked hard for the shit. So let's run this hole. Let's run this back, bro. Really listen to what the fuck this nigga saying. This is facts, bro. You can't be prideful and broke, nigga. Them things don't go together, bro. Humble yourself and get your ass up.
If you're not working in 60 hours minimum a week that you're getting paid for, turn off YouTube, Instagram, whatever, and get your ass out there. Go down there, work at McDonald's, Circle K, get you a job. I don't care about your pride. You can't be proud and broke at the same time. Go work, work and work and work. And then you take that money you make from your part-time job, invest some of it, invest most and take half of it, invest it to your future. The other 50%, the other percentage, take some, have some fun, go buy your belt. Then invest it in self-improvement. Get you a high income skill. Get you something that's going to give you high value skills that you can market on, that you can leverage on the marketplace. Whether you're working in corporate America or whether you're going to be doing your own entrepreneurial thing in the future. But men, if you're working, the harder you work, the luckier you get, the more exposure you get.
Do you feel me, bruh? Man. Hey, you know when like them people do, let's do the 25 gun salute, 51 gun salute. Man, I don't know what it is. No disrespect. But man, that's for Kevin Samuels, bro. Shouts to my mans. Because he was doing some real shit, bro. He was really saying some real valuable stuff. And if he took his teachings right, bruh, from like what I see, bro, you can really get up there, especially like the niggas too, bro. The guys and stuff. Y'all not having luck and stuff, pulling the baddest hoes in the club and whatnot. Nigga, get your bread up. I promise you, guaranteed, nigga, I put my life on this shit, bro. You're going to be pulling the baddest of the baddest that you have ever seen if you get your bread up, bro. Everything come back to the bread. Every single thing when it comes to this women's stuff, it comes back to the bread. That's why niggas look at Lil Uzi Vert, Gunna, Trippie Redd, all these other niggas that y'all think look funny, dress funny, Kanye West, right? When you seen this nigga with an ugly hoe, bro? When you see Kanye West with an ugly hoe? You feel me? Even when niggas was saying he wilding out, going on these rants and all that, did he ever have an ugly girl on his side? No, bruh. Now, okay, let's take the money out the equation. If that nigga went on rants like that, and you think this nigga be pulling? No, bruh. Jay-Z, nigga, you think this nigga pulling Beyonce in a normal circumstances without bread, nigga? Point proven, bruh. Case closed, nigga. Get your bread up, nigga. Work your 60 hours a week and fucking grind, nigga. Invest that shit. Then invest it into some skills, bruh, that can leverage the marketplace and raise your value up, bruh. The older that man get, we need to build our value, bruh. It's better on our side a little bit like that. Rather than women, they kind of like lose value in a way. Instead of, because they peak and drop, right, type of thing. Men kind of like don't peak until like later in their years. And then they can go even higher and higher and higher and higher and maintain that for a long time. That's why you see old ass dudes, sugar daddies and whatnot with some badass 25-year-old women, nigga. What do you think it is, nigga? Think it's because this nigga charming? Nigga, no. It's the bread, nigga. So get your motherfucking bread up. Stop complaining. Stop hating on a nigga that was really saying some real factual stuff. And go get it up, man. I know marriage counselor type of nigga, advisor, how this nigga was. So I ain't gonna speak on the whole women thing or whatever. I just know how it is to speak on the men stuff. And men, women love a nigga with bread, bruh. Their bread is not your bread. Again, their bread is not your bread. And then they're not looking to spend their own bread unless this shit's an emergency. They'll like to spend your bread and make sure you have abundance amount. The more abundance amount of residual income that you got coming in like that, my nigga, you can keep up that lifestyle like that, my nigga. That's what's going to happen, bro. That's why rich niggas be pulling like the broke niggas hoes, bro, because of bread. Man, sad to say, but it is what it is. It's the nature of the game, niggas. The rules that we live by is just how it is, bro. Niggas don't necessarily got to be the most handsomest to pull the baddest ones, nigga. Look at Jay-Z, nigga. That nigga Nas dissed that nigga off of that. Like, nigga, you don't be pulling hoes. That nigga Nas, I'm pretty sure that nigga was pulling hoes for a long time. But he's pulling way more badder hoes and badder women because he got bread attached to it. You feel me? It keeps shit all the way, honey. Like, Uzi Vert, nigga. I'm not hating on them. I'm just saying facts. You know what I mean? Diamond in his forehead. Do you really think nigga diamond in his forehead going to a normal high school or whatever the case might be, and me pulling JT like that? Come on, nigga. Come on, nigga. Had to pause to put the silence on y'all niggas, cause y'all niggas know I'm right. Get your bread up, nigga. Stop complaining, hating on other niggas, nigga. Stay focused in your own lane, do your own thing, and you're gonna be gravy ASAP. Gravy. Don't make it happen, man. Rest in peace to that nigga Kevin Samuels, bro. I really got a lot of good teaching from that nigga, especially being a young man that I am, young ambitious nigga that I am. I got great teaching from him. Not 100% of everything, but 80%. He was saying good. 20%, a nigga saying some, like, I guess, like, more personal type of stuff he was relating that I didn't fully, I couldn't stand behind. You feel me? But 80% of his shit was good, though. Real talk, nigga. Any valuable nigga will most likely say the same thing. Probably 70, probably 75, 80. I don't see no nigga saying 90, 95 or nothing, because for ambitious alpha males, we got our own view in life. You feel me? But we can agree with this nigga 80%, you feel me? 70, 75, 65 is definitely past 50%, you feel me? I think the lowest I'll see is like a 60. Real talk. And I'm giving this nigga 80. And niggas be asking me for like advice and seeing my perspective on things and whatnot, whoop-de-whoop. So I'm telling y'all, bro, I give this nigga 80%. It's good to go back through this nigga's teaching and see what it is. It's on the internet, bro. It's going to be there forever. You feel me? So, hey, go check it out. Dive into it. And don't have that prejudgmental shit already going on. Listen to his teaching with an open heart, open mind, open soul, open ears, and you're gonna grab something great out of it. I promise you, man and woman, real shit. But I had to say that, bro, because I don't know, black community was being real goofy, bro, and I hate how they be trying to take a lot of shit as jokes and not really like taking that shit serious and looking at the numbers like less black couples a day. We want to, not you, you know what's fucked up and you know it's whack, we highlight black couples, right? Instead of just that shit being a normal thing, like, nigga, that shit normal, we highlight it. That's how we know for a fact, that's how you know for a fact it's not normal for us, because we highlight that shit like, oh my god, like, y'all really black love, and like, nigga, there ain't no such thing as white love and shit, like, do you feel what I'm saying? Like, it's a beautiful thing, don't get me wrong, but look at that, though. Like, what we highlighting? That should be a norm. To me, it should be a norm. But it's not a norm because that's not what we see. We see our household and our environment as divided. It's never united. So when some shit is united for a long time, it's been through the ringers and through the trenches, through the mud and all that, we highlight that shit. But it should be a norm, especially when it comes to relationships. But that's just me, though. Blessings, Kevin Samuels. Rest in peace, my dog. Wish I could have met you. One thing I would have definitely told you, I would have told you thank you, nigga. Whew. But that's that. Yo, on to the next, man. Oh, man. Then the next day, bro, I had to go to my sister's graduation, bro. Shouts to Willing. Shouts to Willing. Shouts to Willing. Willing is her family name. It's her middle name, but family people only call her that, but people in the streets and all that stuff and whatnot and out there in the world call her Octavia. So shouts to Octavia, same person. That's my sister. I love her. I try to teach her as much information as possible that I could possibly teach her. And she's been doing amazing things and great things. And I just love it. She graduated from NAU, Northern Arizona University, up there in Flagstaff, Arizona. And I'm gonna tell y'all, like I told her, man, I'm proud of you. I'm not proud of you for going to school. That's not the thing, because you can be successful and not go to school. Because the thing is, people go to school like it's a route for you to be successful, right? Like, you don't just go to school or go to college at that to not be successful in life. That should be just a stepping stone, a 4-year stepping stone, 8-year, 12-year, whatever that you're doing. It should be a stepping stone to get to bread at the end of the day, to get to making nice amount of money. But you can do that anyway. You don't got to go to school. Niggas dropped out like second grade making hella bread. You know what I mean? Like, do you feel me, nigga? So fuck all that school shit. I ain't against it. I ain't telling you not to go. But I'm just saying there's more and better. I'm not going to say more and better. I'm not going to say better. But there is more routes for you to be successful, financially free, learning about the world and all that stuff. There's many different routes. I know they always used to plunge in our head that if you don't go to college, you're going to be homeless, broke, you're not going to know nothing, the world's going to pass you by and all that bullshit they were saying. But at the end of the day, man, the school is an institution, kind of like a prison system, and it's a programming system, and yeah, shit's whack. I can continue to go, but college, that's a big ass finesse, man. Anyway, so I told her, it's not because you went to school or finished school. It's because you put your mind to something and you're relentless with it. You continue to grind and you graduated. You got to that finish line, right? Of that situation that you put your mind to. And that's what I'm proud of you about. Because that's the truth. Whatever you put your mind to, don't quit. Commit to it. See it all the way through. And when you get there, it's going to be for you, if it's not going to be for you. Especially when you spend so much time, hours into it. So finishing, that was dope. That was her marathon, right? But her marathon continues. That was just a checkpoint. But she's still pushing and going. Now it's like, is she going to like rest up, right? Like, because a marathon is depending, like when you need to sprint, when you need to jog, fast jog, light run, fast run. You know what I mean? So now at this point, like in her life, it's like, yo, like what do I do right now? If I'm going to chill out, go travel and do this, do that. That's like a light jog. I don't know what her moves are, but whatever that is, I'm extremely proud of her. She was dope. It was amazing. It was dope as hell, man. Cheered and yelled her name, of course. She had a dope cap that she like decorated and stuff like that. She had like butterflies on it, and it was like a garden. And I forgot what the quote was, but I'm gonna make sure I read the quote to y'all because she sent it to me. You feel? So I'm about to go look up this mug real quick, man. She sent this mug to me, like this quote. It went hard as hell. It's pretty chilly up there. Like, it was like, dang, I had to pass that mug already. It was pretty chilly up there. Like, especially towards like nighttime. Like during the day, like it wasn't that chilly. That was chilly. Oh, this is what it says, right? On top of her gown, like this, like in the middle of like her cap, I mean, the middle of like her cap, yeah, like a garden, butterflies, flowers, leaves and stuff like around. And in the middle of the cap, it says, until you spread your wings, you will have no idea how far you can fly. And that, you know, like collaborates with like the butterflies and stuff like that. She sent that shit to me and that shit was dope as hell. Shit, fly. Again, shouts to my sister. Respect. Proud of you, sis. Proud of you. Yo. Man. All right. So after that, bro, I had my I went to the UFC event. This is the next day, bro. I had a pack weekend, right? So the next day I went to UFC 274. Yeah, you know, I already know it's in Phoenix. You feel me? Jordan was in Phoenix. It was live. It was crazy. Shit was impactful. Dope as hell. I put a bet on it. Man, I was about to come up. I was about to turn 100, 105 technically into like 1880 or something like that, right? 1880, somewhere close to 1900, because I had Tony Ferguson winning. I had beating Michael Chandler, right? I had Carla Esparza, I think that's her name, or Esparza, I don't know what it is, beating Rose Namajunas, I believe that's how you say her name. And then I had Charles Oliveira beating Justin Gaethje. I already knew all that. You feel me, nigga? I got the first one wrong, bro. Nigga, freaking Chandler hit Tony Ferguson with a crazy high kick, bro. I mean, front kick. And had this nigga laid out. And the thing is, at first I was like, oh, snap. Like, you know, you see a knockout. But then I'm like, bro, this nigga laid out for a long time, nigga. It felt a long time he was on the canvas. I even said it a couple times. Like, nigga, is this nigga okay? Because it's like, at the end of the day, you want those people. Yeah, it's entertainment. They're entertaining us. But just like boxing and all that, bro, you want the niggas to be able to go home safely to their family. And after a while, I'm just like, damn, nigga, like, this nigga laid out too long for my liking, right? And I put the little like distaste in my mouth. Like, bro, I like the whole UFC boxing and stuff, but when it gets too bloody, like, ah, oh, that's too much for me. You feel me? Their face look too deformed. Ah, oh, that's too much for me. I just like a little cool shit. You know what I mean? So him being laid out too long, I was like, ah, oh, man, like, yeah, that shit's wild, right? But it was cool though. It was dope. The next fight, man, Carla versus Rose, bruh. That shit was boring. Snooze fest. Bruh, that shit was boring as hell. To the point that people just start waving their phones and start doing like waving their phones with a flashlight. They started doing the wave around the arena. I was like, damn, it's really that boring. And it was like so boring. It was booing, going crazy. And the thing is, it was 25 minutes. So 25 minutes is boring shit. The only thing that happened was takedowns, and that shit came from Carla. I was like, bro, I bet them judges, bro, were like, nigga, what the fuck are we doing here? You know what I mean? But the judges scored it right, definitely. Whoever gave it to Rose is stupid because it was a split decision. So that other judge was dumb. Like, because she ain't do nothing. But the thing about boxing, you get credit for defense. The thing about in the UFC, you don't get no credit for defense, nigga. No credit at all. So if some nigga take you down and you bounce back up, that's kind of good defense, right? Because it happened real quick. But don't matter, nigga. You got taken down. Then controlling the octagon, just because you got nice footwork, but if you're on the outside and not really coming in, the nigga's controlling the center of the octagon, the nigga that's controlling the center of the octagon is getting the points and gonna win. Dodging punches, blocking punches, all that shit don't matter, bro. It's about conflicting damage, bro. All that blocking damage and bobbing and weaving, that shit cool, like, ooh, ah, but that's not gonna get you the points. So for her to even be in the UFC that long, MMA period, and you do not know defense cannot win you shit. This ain't basketball, nigga. Defense wins championships. It's not that, nigga. This is MMA, bro. Offense. You need to put out. That's all that matters, nigga. So, but that's what she gets. She sound real bitter at the end. Like, she was like on a whole nother level. But, ho, you weren't doing nothing. If you were on a whole nother level, like how you was talking, how come you ain't put that on display? Yeah, you had good footwork and moving and shit like that, but come on, bro. You ain't do shit. You did one takedown at the end. Then you want, at the end, you want to be like, ah, then her corner was trash too, because they're telling her that she was doing good shit, but she really wasn't. She wasn't doing nothing. I was like, nigga, why y'all lying to her like that, bro? Like, bruh, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, bruh, y'all been in the MMA community, MMA shit for how long? How long, bruh? How long? And you think defense is going to win? making her miss punches and stuffing takedowns. Nigga, that shit don't fucking matter, bruh. It's about conflicting damage on the other person, bruh. And she ain't do none of that shit. The most damage I was done by the takedowns, and Carla did that shit for. So for her to complain, that shit was just stupid to me. I was like, bro, now you're just bitter, nigga. I know you know these motherfucking rules. I know you do. Because if I know, you know. But that was that, man. And then, right, Charles won, bro. Charles fight, bro. That shit was like a minute. Like, bro, no, that's probably like, 2 minutes, bro. 2 minutes and like 30 seconds or something like that, bro. Like, I'll tell you. Probably like 3 minutes. This fight was fast, bro. It was fast paced, a lot of fast moving, fast motions, punches, drops, all types of shit, right? I thought this nigga, Gaethje, dropped this nigga twice, but he really just dropped him once. The second time, it was like a fake because he wanted like Gaethje to rush in him and like try to jump on him and he's gonna give him like a triangle or arm bar or something like that. But Gaethje didn't do it. Gaethje let the nigga up. Man, but then at the end, bro. People be calling this nigga a quitter, which I do not understand. That's one thing I can't understand, nigga. I'm like, bro, this nigga literally makes people quit or made people quit the most in the UFC by tapping out more than anybody else. So how can you call a nigga that makes other niggas and have the freaking record for making other niggas quit the most and call him a quitter? Bruh, nah. You are wild. Then you want to say that shit, right? And it looks real stupid. Real, real stupid. That's what nigga Justin Gaethje get, nigga. Real stupid. Call this nigga a quitter. He's not going to do this. He can't take this, blah, blah, blah. And then you, and he makes you quit. You see what that, like, nigga, it just makes you look worse, bro. If you were just like gave the nigga his respects, it's not going to look as bad. And then it's not going to affect you as much and be like, bro, this nigga's different. Like, you know what I mean? He doing his thing, blah, blah, blah. Whoop-de-whoop. Niggas want to just bring up the past. Nigga, the past, yesterday's price is not today's price. What Fat Joe would say. You feel me? So, I don't know, bro. These niggas is goofy, bro. Then, right, like I said, this nigga Charles drops this nigga Justin Gaethje, right? Like, towards the end of the fight, drops this nigga with a 1-2. Bam, bam, bro. Drops this nigga like dead flat on his ass. You feel me? He smothered the nigga, bruh. Tried to get this nigga in he almost had the nigga in an arm bar. Couldn't get it. That nigga Justin Gaethje tried to get up. That nigga slithered right to his back. Rear naked choke. Choked this nigga out, bruh. Tap, have him tap. And just be like that, bruh. And it was wild. You feel? It was, but it was dope. To me, it was fly. Man, that was a dope-ass fight. It was fast. Then, bro, I'm recording this shit. I'm saying, Charles, nigga. Charles, you feel me? You can't mess with this nigga Charles, bro. Like, what you mean, bro? You feel me? What you mean? And then this goofy nigga, right? Some nigga in the front was, like, in the front of us, like, a little bit, right? He was like, man, that's bitch shit, bro. That's bitch shit, man. He ain't even make weight, blah, blah, blah. I was like, alright. Nigga, nobody's talking to you, nigga. Like, and he has a baby in his hand too. He's like, man, this bitch shit, that. I'm like, alright, okay, you right. Like, okay, he missed weight, alright. And, but the thing is, then he missed weight by 0.5, bro. 0.5, nigga. Not 1 pound, 2 pounds, 3 pounds, 7 pounds, 8 pounds, 15 pounds, nigga, by 0.5. And so you telling me that 0.5 really makes a difference, nigga? 1-2 pounds make a difference, I feel it. Especially when it comes to like fighting or whatever. But 0.5? Fuck out of here, bro. Like, get the fuck out of here, bro. Like, stupid, nigga. That nigga's really trying to make, like, really trying to complain and do his shit. Really trying to have like a point off of that. Like, man, hell out of here, nigga. What? Who the hell you think I am, bro? Who the hell you think this is, bro? Then my nigga RJ next to me is like, a dub's a dub, nigga. Like, a dub's a dub. And dude's like, yeah, bitch. He just kept saying the same thing. I'm like, all right, bro. You are really passionate about this. And Justin Gaethje corner ain't paying you shit, bro. This is one thing I do not understand, bro. I do not understand. Why do people take sporting events so seriously, bro, if they're not getting paid, bro? I'm talking about paid by the NBA. I'm talking about if you're a Golden State Warriors team or whatever, and you're really passionate about it, about to die, fight, or whatever the case might be for the team, bro, at least get paid for the shit. Do you feel me, bro? Get paid, bro. These niggas don't get paid, especially the niggas in the top row, the broke niggas, man. See, that's another reason, right? I spent $500 on the tickets. I don't even like spending $500 because $500, you still get them like them goofy ass niggas. You feel me? That might spend their tax money on the event or something like that. But when you drop like $1,000 on them tickets, niggas don't got heavy bread to be doing that. And if they do, they ain't gonna be doing that goofy shit, drinking and acting a fool and doing goofy ass dumb shit. You feel me? And that's exactly what happened last time when I went to the last UFC event that happened almost a year ago with Israel Adesanya and Marvin Vittori. Like, when they went over there, I was front row, you feel me? Spent $1,200 on my tickets, nigga. And everybody around me was cool, tight. Niggas like, who you going for? Going for this, going for that. You know, niggas ain't going for the same niggas because niggas don't need to go for the same niggas, bruh. And where I was at, I was like, bruh, like, the seats were cool. But, yeah, we ain't doing that no more, bruh. I learned my lesson because I knew that before. I was like, bruh, like, I'm not trying to be there because that's where all the drunk niggas and goofy niggas be. And I don't drink and I don't smoke. You know what I mean? So I was like, bro, that's what I need to do, bro. I need to. Can't be doing this goofy shit no more. Hell no. So, but nothing happened about that. You feel me? Nigga ain't want no like smoke like that, nigga. You know what I mean? He was with his whole family, whatever, bro. I just finished working out, nigga. I would have slid all them niggas. You know what I mean? RJ too. Then I had my nigga Zazie with me. You feel me? Like, niggas don't want no problems, you feel me? But niggas just talking shit, just talking, bro. I'm just like, bruh, okay. And like, nigga, what that gotta do? Go tell him that, bruh. Go down there to the octagon and tell Charles that, bruh. Go tell Justin Gaethje that, bruh. Go tell the ref that, bruh. Go tell them niggas that. Okay, then, you not. So shut up, bruh. Like, okay. Yeah, bruh, she was goofy, man. Like, yeah, and ain't never getting them seats again, bro. Ain't never doing that. But that was that, bro. After we left, bro, me and that nigga RJ Sly, we left. Went to, came back to my place, bro. My girl made us some food. She made some salmon with some, like, with some pasta, some pasta sauce, tomatoes. She was fire. Woo, she was fire, bro. So we did that. Bounced out, you feel me? Then that was that. The next day, bro, like I told you, man, it was a packed weekend, bro. Shit, that's what this episode is, a packed weekend. It's a packed ass weekend. So then, I went to Michi's house with RJ. Michi's RJ's older brother. Went to that nigga's crib. That nigga made a dope ass song, fire ass song. When that nigga released it, I don't even know what it's called, but I heard that shit was fire. And his flow on it was just crazy, bruh. Seemed like a song that definitely could be a hit, you feel me? But at the end of the day, shit just gotta be marketed right. You can make the most fire song, but nobody hears it. Or the masses don't hear it, like, it's not gonna get nowhere. You feel what I'm saying? But definitely has the potential to do it. Like, the flow, just everything was dope about it. So hopefully that nigga gets it. Real talk, man. I love to see my niggas on. Like always, I always wish them good luck, best of success, and more life, more abundance, more growth. You feel me? So shouts to my nigga. Oh, another thing about growth, right? So this nigga, he started growing trees. Like, he has a grow op in his at his house. And before I left, I was like, hey, bro, let me see it, right? Man, this nigga got plants, bro. Like, not just one, multiple. Like, you got that everywhere, man. And I'm like, with the lights, like the commercial lights, like the watering system and whatnot. Like, bro, his shit's legit. Got the fan in there. Like, it go hard, bro. I'm like, bro, this is dope, bro. And I kept telling this nigga, it's flying some real, real sticky, icky, icky. Like, some real fire trees, man. Like I told you, I used to smoke it. You feel me? I know my shit. I used to sell it. I know my shit, bro. And this nigga has some real sticky fire shit he had going on, bro. I forgot which strands and what stuff he was growing, but he was growing multiple strands, and I love that shit for him, bro, because we grew up, you know what I mean, smoking it, selling it, doing all types of shit. You feel me? Like, trees was a big part of niggas growing up. Like when I told y'all, bro, we smoke like 8 blunts a day, hot boxing all the time, go to the park, play basketball, smoke, like, bro, it was a part of it, man. It was a lifestyle. So for this nigga to start growing it, and out of all of our niggas, he's growing it and doing it, like, in a big way. Like, that shit is fly to me. He said he messed up a couple times with his grows and stuff like that. I believe this is third or fourth or whatever, and it's his biggest one. And he's doing it right, bro. It's dope. It's dope to, for my niggas to find something that they're passionate about and stick to it. And I love to see the growth in it. And I just hope that nigga continue to do it, continue to grow, continue to make it happen. So all success to my nigga, all riches to my nigga. Hopefully he capitalized on the product, this plant, and not just let, you know, white people come and just run the shit. You feel me? Like, my nigga, go out there, do your thing. Like, when I get right and get my bread right, I'm gonna definitely have me a couple grow opsies, feel me? So I can sell it and flip it. I don't smoke no more or nothing like that. But I'm about business, nigga. I stand on business, bro. Anything that make money makes sense, make dollars make sense, and makes sense for me to do it. You feel me, nigga? And we about the bread over here. If not nothing else, nigga, we about this bread. And that's a tool, kind of what Kevin Samuels was saying, right? That's a tool that you could use to leverage the marketplace. This nigga learns how to really grow like that. You can leverage the marketplace. You got that skill that a lot of people don't got. A lot of people don't want to learn or don't got the patience to it, but niggas will come straight to you for the trees. You can tax them niggas, bro. So I hope that they continue that skill, continue to grow, continue to make it happen, man. Like, because the sky's the limit, bro, whatever you put your mind to. So blessings to my nigga, bro. And I love highlighting my niggas, man. Especially niggas I grew up with, that niggas was broke with. We were stealing clothes, stealing food. Like, had a nigga back at parties. All that, you know what I mean? Like, I love to see my niggas grow into successful niggas, bro. Into whatever that they want to do. They don't gotta do real estate like me, bro. Whatever they need to do, nigga, RJ on the stocks, meet you on the trees, I'm on the real estate. Like, bro, those are big industries, bro, that produce a lot of bread, trillions upon trillions. So if we can both just get 1 trillion each out of that industry, come on, bro. We ain't asking for the whole thing. We ain't coming here to be greedy. We just asking for a little bit of it. You know what I mean? Just a little bit of that bread. And I know that we can get it. So blessings to my nigga. Blessings to my sister. You feel me? She got that skill again. Put your mind to something and go get it. Make it happen. Blessings to my sister for graduating. Blessings to RJ, you feel me? Thank you for coming to UFC joint with me. You feel me? We creating memories, bonding and shit like that. That's my nigga for life. Zazi, respects my nigga. You know what I mean? We finally got to see some UFC stuff together because that nigga heavy into it just like I am. So respects to my nigga. Man, respects to everybody that had a pack weekend with your boy, that I experienced with, you feel me? That weekend with, like, man, it was dope. Hey, my girl is doing better and all that too. Today, checked in with her. She's doing much better. Man, it's life is good. Life is great. And I love to share my life with y'all, man. Like, to grow with me, vibe with me and stuff like that. At the end of the day, bro, you can always learn more life with me through anything that I do and everything that I share. It's not just we always got to speak about a subject necessarily and dive deep into it. Like, hell yeah, I love doing that. But again, grow with me, vibe with me. You feel me? We trying to create that close net family support system, stuff like that. You feel me? I want y'all to know exactly who you listening to. I don't want y'all to know. I mean, I don't want y'all to not know a nigga. You feel me? Know a nigga. Know what a nigga about. We're going to get to it and make it happen, man. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. And we definitely go run this on Friday, right back to it. Like I said, had a, not a family emergency, but had a girlfriend emergency. Nigga had to handle, so that's the only reason why I didn't drop at 8 a.m. But I appreciate y'all. I rock with y'all. Yo, tune in on Friday. If you ain't subscribed, please subscribe, my nigga. Because we got a lot of good going on around here, nigga. A lot of great shit going on around here, bruh. So subscribe to the podcast. Turn on the post notifications, because the post notifications will let y'all stay in tune on Tuesdays and Fridays when your boy drop them podcasts. You feel me? And we'll continue it going. Hey, the next podcast, I'm going to finish that tree. It's going to be the tree story part two, because I just got inspired for Michi. And Michi started growing it. I'm like, damn, I didn't even finish these stories that I need to tell you about the trees. So on Friday, bro, you get the tree story part two, just like that. You feel me? Yo, this song just recently dropped by Westside Boogie, nigga from Compton and whatnot. He signed the Shady Eminem record and Interscope. This nigga go hard. This song been in my head, so we'll close out with this song, bro. So, hey, shouts to Westside Boogie. If you don't know what it is, it's just called Stuck and just got released. This shit go hard, nigga.
Oh, you think you better than everybody? You think you better than Bopin, huh?
You think you better than Bopin?
Straight bitch. I'm with
you. Yeah, be the driver when I'm slumped. Be my nigga. Fight my battles, you ain't gotta be my crutch. Tell my mama that I love her, I don't do that shit enough. I'm a bro, wait, I'm a bro, bro in a cut. I love the hood, you know I'm stuck. Wait, I worry about this shit tomorrow. Why the fuck you acting sus? Wait. Call me lagging in a party, swear to God I can't sit up straight. Wait. There's something about the hood, I love it, I ain't going, no, I'm stuck. Wait. I'm trying to find a way to put chips up in a sandwich, cause this shit you can't escape. No, my heart can turn to rock, so I don't take that shit for granted. Shout out Bree from the East. That little bitch that did me scandalous. You know I done been through hell, huh? I'm going through it, I can't hide it, you could tell, huh? Come hold me down, cause I keep running from myself, huh? Let you hold my burdens, it'll probably tip the scale. Let these niggas to the well, that just open up my floodgates. I come from the mud, we done hit me for the updates. I say free my nigga, if you know my insecurity, just keep it on the hush. If you hit me up at 2 a.m., you gotta let me fuck. Be the driver when I'm slumped, be my nigga if you clutch. I ain't saying fight my battles, you ain't gotta be my crutch. Tell my mama that I love her, I don't do that shit enough. I'm a bro, wait. I'm a bro, bro in a cut. I love the hood, you know I'm stuck. Wait. I worry about this shit tomorrow. Why the fuck you acting sus? Wait. Call me lagging in a party, swear to God I can't sit up straight. Wait. It's something about the hood, I love it, I ain't going, no, I'm stuck. Wait.
She gon' play me, got this feeling in my gut. Damn, I'm paranoid as fuck. I've been chilling in the hood while the coppers pull me up. Damn, they always on my nuts. Damn, the hood ain't got me stuck. That little bitch had did me, she gon' wait till I get bracket just to try to hit me up. I'ma do 100 miles till I leave her in the deuce. That little bitch had did me, be the driver when I'm slow.
Be my nigga if you clutch. I ain't saying fight my battles, you ain't gotta be my crutch. Tell my mama that I love her, I don't do that shit enough. I'm a bro, wait. I'm a
bro, bro, in a cut. I love the hood, you know I'm stuck. Wait. I worry about this shit tomorrow. Why the fuck you acting sus? Wait. Call me lagging in a party. Swear to God, I can't sit up straight. Wait. It's something about the hood, I love it. I ain't going, no, I'm stuck. Wait.
Yo, hey, man. That's a motherfucking podcast, bruh. I appreciate y'all for staying tuned in with your boy like always, bruh. I just love y'all and I appreciate y'all, man. Make sure y'all share the podcast, support the podcast, subscribe to the podcast, and do all that above and beyond, man. You already know what it is. From the east to the west, they already know what it is. Who is this? Justin Bless. None less, nigga.